Thank you so much for coming out on this first night of Hanukkah. I know you're wondering why are we discussing Tfilas HaDerech, and it's the first night of Hanukkah. We did Hanukkah last week, so I was able to say with getting Hanukkah out of the way, and there was a request to discuss Tfilas HaDerech, and these parshios that we're coming across are actually, according to some of the Rishonim, there's the source for Tfilas HaDerech. Yaakov Avinu is very bothered to send Binyamin because going by Derech, going on the path, is going to be a sakana, and therefore that's what we have to say, a special tefillah. We'll discuss aspects of sakana, not necessarily, I don't think we're going to get to it this year, but we're going to try to cover, I think, I don't want to say this, you know, B'Derech Gaiva, but I think we're going to cover all aspects of Halacha Lemaaseh of Tfilas HaDerech, perhaps in two, maybe three shiurim, but we're going to try to pack it into two. And we're going to try to cover all the different types of scenarios and issues and questions that would come up along with Tfilas HaDerech. The major discussion of Tfilas HaDerech is really not so much, the Gemaras are very much straightforward. The Gemara says, you say Tfilas HaDerech. And it gives you the Tfilas HaDerech. And there's a few discussions regarding length and time and where and how you start. But the major discussion is really in after the Rishonim. So it's going to be a lot of achronim in order to explain what's going on and to discuss all the different shitos. The halacha regarding reciting Tfilas HaDerech is brought in Gemara and Brachos, bottom of Chav Tesam and Beis, going on to the top of Lamed Amud Aleph, and a little bit further. And it's cited by pretty much all of the Rishonim. Every single Rishon almost discusses the idea of saying Tfilas HaDerech, and it's brought the halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. Here in Siman Kuf Yud Dalid, it's very clear. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch on the, I think it's your fourth page, on the handouts, right? The Shulchan Aruch writes, so there we have a Mishnah over here, but the Shulchan Aruch writes, Hayotzei LaDerech Yispal, the person who goes on the path should say Yiratzon, and brings the whole Nusach out to HaDerech. There's really nothing much to discuss. There is, however, one major Rishon that does not really discuss in depth the way we want to, the idea of
It's page one.
Oh, okay, I didn't do the stapling. So there is one major Rishon who does not really discuss Tfilas HaDerech in the way that we would think to, and that's not just any Rishon, it is the Rambam. The Rambam does not bring Tfilas HaDerech in Hilchos Tfilah, where you would think he should bring it, where he should bring it. The Rambam brings Tfilas HaDerech in Hilchos Brachos, in Perek Yud Halacha Chafei. And all he says is the Yiratzon. The Rambam does not bring the bracha of Shomea Tfilah that we always add, and that the Gemara includes. And the Achronim are very, very confused as to why the Rambam feels the need to change the entire dynamic of the bracha. The Beis Yosef is, in fact, bothered by that omission as well. Do we have it here in the Beis Yosef? Okay, not on this page. So the Beis Yosef also asks this question and wonders as why the Rambam does not discuss. Oh, okay. Page Taf Yud Beis in the Beis Yosef. If you look at the bottom of the comments of the Beis Yosef in the last Dibur HaMaaseh before Ches, it says the HaRambam and the on page Taf Yud Beis in the last Dibur HaMaaseh before Oskes, it says the HaRambam. So the Beis Yosef says, "V'harambam lo hizkir tefilas haderech." The Ram doesn't really mention tefilas haderech. El shekasev beperek yud mihilchos brachos, k'shiyatzim min ha'ir b'shalom yomar modan lefanecha Hashem Elokai, k'shusen mikrach zeh. You say nice yiratzon when you leave in peace. But the Rambam doesn't, and then he says at the end, he says, "Zeish tamua." It's very bewildering. Lama lo hizkir b'chasima? Why doesn't he mention this whole idea of the proper bracha that comes along with tefilas haderech? And picking up on this idea, the Rambam, so the Pri Chadash here, on the comments in the Shulchan Aruch explains that the Rambam understands, based on the Gemara, the end of Brachos, and Daf Samech, Amin Aleph, that Tfilas HaDerech is only said with a bracha if you know for sure it's B'makum Sakana. If you know for sure there's a really big danger, you know, there's something very obviously dangerous on the road in front of you, only then would the Rambam say that you should make a Tfilas HaDerech with a bracha. Regardless of the shita of the Rambam and the Pri Chadash, all Achronim say that we say Tfilas HaDerech with the bracha as brought in the Shulchan Aruch, as brought in the Gemara. And this is the common minhag. And if a person would say, perhaps they'll tell me, Safek Brachos Lahaka, we have a major Rishon who says that you shouldn't say Tfilas HaDerech all the time in the way that we do. Why do we say you have a doubtful case of the bracha, so maybe we shouldn't say the bracha at all? There's a rule of the Trumas Hadeshin. The Trumas Hadeshin writes in the Trumas in Siman Lamed Daled that if there's an established minhag, if there's an established way to act, we don't say Safek Brachos Lahakel. It is clearly the minhag of Klal Yisrael to say Tefillas Hederech. So even though you want to say, oh, but the Rambam, so says the Trumas Hadeshin, it's very nice that the Rambam might hold this way, but there's an established minhag, and Safek Brachos Lahakel does not override this minhag. Okay. There is a sefer written by the Munkacher Rebbe, the Minchas Elazar, called the Nemukei Orachaim. So, the Nemukei Orachaim writes here in Siman Kuf Yud that there are some people who don't say Tefillas Hederech nowadays because there's no sakana when traveling. And we're going to return to this later on. This is actually the sheet of Rabbi Soloveitchik. I think Rabbi Soloveitchik said that when he initially started flying from Boston to New York back and forth, he said Tefillas Hederech a couple of times. But at a certain point, it became irregular. It was like hopping in the car at that point. He was going back and forth so many times that it didn't become an issue, and therefore he stopped saying Tefillas Hederech when he went on the plane. Now, obviously, it's going to depend, obviously, on your feelings. If your person feels when he gets on a plane that, oh my gosh, I'm flying through the air in a giant tin can, so maybe you should say Tefillas Hederech. But if the person is so used to it, then perhaps it would change. But the Munkacher Rebbe says that he doesn't believe it applies here. There are accidents on the road, he says. People drive crazy, things are weird, things happen on the road, and therefore he feels that for sure it should be said anyway. And there are poskim who disagree, and we'll discuss the halachos not in this year, but we'll get to the issue of when you drive from Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim, people commute back and forth to the state of Tefillas Hederech, those types of discussions. But we're going to put that on the side right now. Does danger impact the bracha or not? Let's assume for a second we are going to be saying the bracha. In addition, let's look at the Mishnah Berurah here in Sif Katan Tes Zion in the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, that Sif Zeh Mayri Afilu Achar Shekvar Hispalel Shmon Esrei, that he's quoting from the Or Zarul, who says that even if you start traveling right after saying Shmoneh Esrei, you should still recite Tefillas Hederech, right? You daven Shacharis in the morning, and you say, oh, Shomea Tefillah in the middle of your Shmoneh Esrei. So you might think, oh, I said Shomea Tefillah. That should get me out of saying Tefillas Hederech, because that's really all Tefillas Hederech is a long Yihiratzon with a Shomea Tefillah at the end. So the Or Zarul says, quoting here by the Mishnah Berurah, not true. You still have to say Tefillas Hederech even if you daven Shacharis in the morning. The next thing we need to know before we get into all the little details is the Gemara there in Brachos Daf Lamed Amud Aleph says, and the Shulchan Aruch brings this, is that Tefillas Hederech is recited Belashon Rabim. If you look at top of the Shulchan Aruch over here in Sif Dalid, so on page Shin Chaf Aleph, so the last line in the Shulchan Aruch says, V'tzorech La'amla Belashon Rabim. Tefillas Hederech is always said in a plural form, even if it is only you traveling. So the Shulchan Aruch says that Tefillas Hederech is always said in a plural form, even if it's for one person. And the Magen Avraham explains, not here, but in Taf Kuf Samech Hei, when it comes to the laws of fasting, the Magen Avraham says that on a fast day, when we say Anenu, it's or a person is Mekabel Tainus in the fast day, it's always Belashon Rabim. Even though you are the only person who is being Mekabel this fast, it's still said Belashon Rabim. So the Magen Avraham says, you have to assume that if you're being Mekabel a fast today, there must be somebody else in the world, somewhere on the other side, somewhere also accepting a fast. And therefore, you put it Belashon Rabim. So says the Magen Avraham, the same thing by Tefillas Hederech, when you get out to travel this morning, and you say your Tefillas Hederech with the Yihiratzon, of course it's going to be plural. Because someone, somewhere in the world, is also going off on their way and going on a trip that would require Tefillas Hederech. And therefore, it is always said, the Lashon Rabim, to include the whole world.
Maybe that's why in Arvelas it's Eschem, because there's always someone else in Shiva.
I like that. In the world. Okay, I like that. Yeah. Okay, so it fits with the drushes.
It's like up here because Nanin isn't Lashon Rabim.
Because someone's also...
Someone's going to eat an apple.
Someone's going to eat an apple. Yeah. Well, why would you put Belashon Rabim? Why would?
I'm on it tonight.
But why would you? Why would? Why would Rabbi Chassanan have to be Belashon Rabim?
Well, you're saying just like everybody's going to go on a trip. Everyone's.
I know, but Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Borei Pri Haaretz.
Right. You're not.
Why would it? It's not, it wouldn't have to be Lashon Hara.
I'll give you that.
So we'll find something else. So we'll address it. There is one exception, though, and this is cited also here by the Mishnah in Sifkat and Yotes. So there is the Magen Avraham here writes in the name of the Sefer HaKhana. The Sefer HaKhana is one of the books of Kabbalah. So the Magen Avraham writes that Al Pi Sod, you recite which phrases B'Lashon Yachim Tzvias HaDerech. So the Mishnah Berurah says here, V'dafka Tzvila HaKavua, oh sorry, before that he says, Kol Nosa Shal Tzvias HaDerech, Shemitoch HaSvilasa Nishmas Yoser, V'sham B'Sefer HaKhana Kasvu, Demilas Usneini L'chein. That I should come with chayin, so that for some reason Al Pi Kabbalah is said B'Lashon Yachid, it's not clear why, and that is the Nusach. Next, let's move on to the questions of, do we say Tzvias HaDerech by land and sea? It's called Tzvias HaDerech, you're going on a path. If I'm not on a path, if I'm in the water, on the sea, is that still considered Tzvias HaDerech? So the Chida writes in his Birka Yosef over here, that traveling over water requires Tzvias HaDerech, and this is pretty much the sheet of all the Rishonim, including the Kobo and Siman Pei Zion, here in Hilchos Brachos, and it is openly mentioned by the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Lamed, which is not in the copies of the Mishnah Berurah that I gave you apparently. So, the next thing is about traveling on an airplane. Who discusses this first? And that is the great Gaon of Yosef Rosen, the Ragachover. So, not openly in any writings that we have, but rather in Rav Yosef Zevin's Ishin Vishitos. Rav Zevin, who wrote many, many interesting Sfarim, and there's lots to talk about each and every single Sefer he wrote, Moadim Bahalacha, regarding the Moadim, and he wrote critiques of other people's books, calls Sofrim the Sifrehem, authors and their works. He wrote very, very harsh critiques of certain authors in those three volumes, and that's why it's hard to get those three volumes nowadays, because some of his critiques were so harsh. And he also wrote a book called Isha Vashitos, where he discusses many of the great Gedolim of the previous generation, but not just the biographies, their shita in life, their derach and how they learned, their approach to Torah, their approach to hashkafa. So Isha Vashitos on the Ragachover Gaon. So Rav Zevin records as follows, that the Ragachover says that a person flying doesn't say Tzvilas Derach, because derach means on the road. How do I know derach means on the road? So you need to be the Ragachover to come up with a Marmach like this. The Gemara in Chulin Dach Kuf Lamed Tesam Abay says that you don't do Shuluach HaKein in the sky. If you're like moving through the sky, in a sense, there's no Shuluach HaKein. When you find the mother bird, you don't have to send her, there's no mitzvah to send her away to get the eggs. Why? Because it says, what does the pasuk say? If you are Baderach, if you're on the path.
Ki Yikarei
Lecha. Right? If you have to be on the Derach, you have to be on a path. What does the Gemara say? Baderach means on the road, not in the sky. So the Ragachover learns from there, same thing over here. It's Tzvias HaDerech. Derech means on the road, not in the sky. Huh? Right? It makes sense. However, nobody really agrees with this. It is the opinion of it's not true. The Chalkas Yaakov in Chelek Beis Mentes, and I read recently the Belzer Rebbe, the previous Belzer Rebbe, also said that you don't say Tzvias HaDerech when going on a plane because it's not the Derech, it's not the road. However, Ravad Yosef has a beautiful tshuva.
In the they follow a flight plan, which is exactly...
And derech means right, like...
Joe Mendel's a pilot, isn't
he? So, derech means on the road. So Ravad Yosef writes in the Chavadas, that we do say Tzvias HaDerech on an airplane, very much against the Tzafnas Panach, and this is the opinion of Rov Poskim against this very novel shita of the Ragachover Gong. Next, standing. Do you need to stand when you say Tfilas HaDerech? So the Gemara in Brachos there in Daf Lamed Amal says that Rav Chista would stand for Tfilas HaDerech. And the Shita Mekubetzis explains that since it's a short tefillah, so what's the big deal? It takes 30 seconds to say Tfilas HaDerech. So stand up. It's not such a big tircha to stand, and you can say it properly. The other opinion in the Gemara is against Rav Chista is Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, no, you say it, you can say it while you're traveling, say it on the run, you don't have to stand still, you can be walking, sitting in a boat, or whatever you want, rowing the boat, you can say Tzvias HaDerech while you're moving. And the Tosus there says that you can follow Rav Sheshes if you want, and say it while walking. However, the Tosus then cites the Shita of the Rif, who follows Rav Chista, who says that Tzvias HaDerech should be done standing straight, properly, not moving around. And what's the machlokas? The question is, do we say that, what were they arguing about? Did Rav Sheshes say that really? No, the best thing is, Mi'ikra Adin, a person should can say while walking? Or was he saying, Rav Chisda, I agree to you in principle that perhaps it should be said while standing still, because that's the proper way to say it's vila, but I think a person can be lenient to not say it. That's the machlokas. Is one being machmir, or does he think the other person is wrong, and the other person doesn't know how to learn? So the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch clearly say over here that it should be done, that it can be done, v'im esher yamod milelech kishimarena. Says the Shulchan Aruch at the end of the Sif Dalid that it should be done while standing if possible, but if you can't, so you can say it while moving. Then he says that you don't have to, so the next question we need to know is, let's say you are riding, okay, you don't have to stand up if you don't can't, but if you're riding the thing, the car, the donkey, whatever it is you're riding, do you have to stop what you're riding? Can you say Tfilas HaDerech while you are driving the car? Or is that not proper? Are we only talking about, let's say you're the passenger in the car. The passenger in the car is not being distracted by riding, so that's what we're saying, is that a person is allowed to say it while moving. But the driver, can he concentrate on what he's saying and also say Tfilas HaDerech at the same time? So there's a shita of Rabbeinu Yonah. So he brings a machlokas, or the person riding the animal has to get off the animal in order to say Tfilas HaDerech or not. And the question is, do we treat Tfilas HaDerech like a Shemona Esrei, or do we not treat Tfilas HaDerech like a Shemona Esrei? And the Beis Yosef says, the halacha is to be lenient, and you can stay on the animal as long as you're not moving. And the Magen Avraham cites the Shulta Giborim, the Dapei Arif, that you should again stop the animal to recite Tfilas HaDerech, and this is the opinion clearly cited by the Mishabur in Sif Katan Chav Gimel. He says, Shiridaso Valiyaso Tordaso, Eliyamid Habehema Malelech, Yimavsharlo. Stop the animal. Shim Yirkav Harehu Kamahalech. Because if you're moving the animal, it's like you're walking. Vuhu Adin Leyoshev Bagala. If you're sitting in the wagon, Shain Sarath Leyere, you don't have to get off. Eli Lahamid Hasusim Yimavsharlo. So if you're driving the car, stop the car. And that's the best way to say it. If you can't, so then you can still say it's okay, but that's the order is best possible way to stop the car, get out of the car, stand next to the car and say Tfilas HaDerech. If you can't, you can be the passenger and say it while you're riding, at least sitting down in the car, but those are the different gradations when it comes to saying Tfilas HaDerech. Next, people. Which types of people do or do not have to say Tfilas HaDerech? So I'm not sure why this is a tshuva, but it is. There's a tshuva of Lerushei Mordechai in Madur Tinyani Yerodea Simen Lamed Hei. And he was asked, do women have to say Tfilas HaDerech? I'm not exactly sure what the shaila is, and he doesn't seem to know what the shaila is either. And he says simply, yes, of course women have to say Tfilas HaDerech, and they require the same protection as everybody else, and it makes no sense to say any other reason otherwise why a woman would not say Tfilas HaDerech. This is cited in all of the halachos. I'm not even sure why it needs to be cited. The next thing we need to discuss is an onane. There's an onane who recently loses someone before the burial. Does an onane say Tfilas HaDerech? So there are...
That's a good question, because people go to Eretz Yisrael.
The person goes to Eretz Yisrael, so the flight. So let's discuss the two sides. The one sheet is Rav Yashuv, and there's a bunch of svarim that have to deal with Tfilas HaDerech. So there's a sefer called Meir Nesivim, which is all halachas dealing with traveling. So he has a kuntris on Tfilas HaDerech, and on page 279, so he cites for Shlomo Zalman or Rav Yashuv as saying that an onen should recite Tfilas HaDerech because the onen needs rachamim when he's davening. You might be patur min mitzvos, but you still need little help from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That doesn't get you out of the fact that you might be in a dangerous situation and you need help. And this is expressed also by Rav Yosef Lieberman, who's a well-known Rosh Kol in Eretz Yisrael, in the Torah Journal Tzohar and Chelek Yud Aleph, and again in other places as well. Now they explain that the onen is patur min hamitzvos. Patur min hamitzvos, being exempt from performing mitzvos, doesn't mean you're a guy. That's the language that Rav Zilberstein uses. Just because you're a patur min hamitzvos doesn't mean you're a guy. You still have to take care of yourself. You still have to do certain things to get by. He explains the name of Rav Yashuv. Let's say an onen is in a desperate situation, and he wants to say Tehillim for Yeshua. You're going to tell me that he shouldn't dive into Hashem for Yeshua because he's patur min hamitzvos? That's ridiculous. The same thing over here. A person's in Malkum Sakana, a person's going on the path. So of course, you still need rachamim, even if you're an onen. And it makes no sense not to. This seems to be the understanding of the Kolbo in Hilchos Avelos, which is Rabbi Greenwald, and the Sefer called Tzmimei Derech has a tshuva from Rav David Sperber, who felt that it's kavod ames to say Tfilas HaDerech. Why? Because it's kavod ames that you get to the funeral on time, in a healthy situation, and you make it in one piece. So it's kavod ames to say Tfilas HaDerech, because the ames needs you to get there, so you can carry out the funeral. So that's approach one, to say Tfilas HaDerech for an onim. On the other hand, there's another tshuva in the same Sefer Tzmimei Derech from Rav Yehuda Tzirilson, which is also printed in his own Shuvos to Levi Yehuda, and he says there's no need to say Tfilas HaDerech because a person's going to bury the mace, and we know Shomer Mitzvah Lo Yeda Davara. A person's on their way to perform a mitzvah, so nothing bad is going to happen to them. And if that's the case, so you already say Tfilas HaDerech. We already have a Shmira from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara in Brachos here in our Sugga and Chav Tesma Bey says, then you why do we say Tfilas HaDerech? Because when you travel, you need to get reshus from the king. You need to get permission from the king to go out on his streets, in a sense. That's what Tfilas HaDerech is all about. So, says Rabbi Yehuda Tzirilson, if you're going out to Kavod HaMeis, what greater permission do you have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You're going to do a mitzvah. Of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to travel, and there's nothing to discuss, and it makes 100% clear to him that you should certainly say Tfilas HaDerech. What's I actually saw in the Sefer Yesodei Smachos, Rabbi Felder from Toronto. So he writes in the name of Moshe, that Moshe also said that an onen should not say Tfilas HaDerech. And the Sefer Oel Bamisecha, he questions the entire premise. Why? Think about it. If his whole premise is what? Shomer Mitzvah, Yisrael Torah, you don't need to say Tfilas HaDerech. Okay, so if I'm going to a wedding, I also don't need to say Tfilas HaDerech. And if I'm going to deliver Mishloach Manos, I also don't have to say Tfilas HaDerech. That's ridiculous. Every single time you're going to a mitzvah, you don't say Tfilas HaDerech. We have no source anywhere in Chazal or Rishonim to say that a person who's going to do a mitzvah doesn't say Tfilas HaDerech. So he rejects that premise. And it seems to me the majority sheets of the poskim is to still say Tfilas HaDerech, even for an onen. It would seem to be the logical conclusion of what we've said so far. Next, Shabbos. A person has to travel on Shabbos for Chama L'san for an emergency. So they say Tfilas HaDerech. On Shabbos, we don't make bakashos. We don't make personal requests. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Rav Yashiv in the Mir Nesivim, and Rav Nevensol in his Mishnah Berurah and his comments on this simon, they say you don't recite Tfilas HaDerech on Shabbos because you can't recite Tachnunim. You can't recite personal requests on Shabbos. So if a person has to go to the hospital, Rahman al-Islam, no Tfilas HaDerech. And I heard from Rav Shechter once kind of explaining the Shita. So Rav Shechter said that the Yushalmi tells us that in benching, we recite certain Tfilos of Tachanunim on Shabbos, because as long as the entire tefillah itself is not one big supplication before Hashem for some personal need, then that's okay. But if the whole tefillah is one big request from Hashem, Hashem, I need this, so then that's not okay on Shabbos. So that's the dividing line for the Yerushalmi. So said Rav Shechter, I don't know if he was passing the halacha, but explaining this mahalach, Rav Shechter said the same thing over here. The Tfilas HaDerech is what? It's a big shtick of tachlunim. That's all it is. It's one big request to not get hurt. And therefore, it makes sense, according to the Shitos, not to say Tfilas HaDerech on Shabbos. However, the overwhelming majority of poskim say that we do say Tfilas HaDerech on Shabbos if it is needed. This includes the Betzel HaChachma, and the Shar Metzuyan Bahalach, and Simon Samaches, and Renissan Karelitz, and Rav Sternbach and Torah Seoledes, all saying this is Litzorach HaShabbos, it is the need of Shabbos to say Tfilas HaDerech on Shabbos in order to get there safely. Next, being motzi somebody else in Tfilas HaDerech, what's best? Is it better to say your own Tfilas HaDerech, or that one person should say Tfilas HaDerech for everyone? Right? It happens all the time. School trip, you're going to wherever, and should better that one person should get on the let's assume for a second you can say Tfilas HaDerech on the PA system. But what's better? One person for everybody else, or everyone says their own? Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, and Emes LeYaakov here on this simon, says that someone who's a bucky, who's an expert and knows how to recite Tfilas HaDerech, which really should be everyone, now that we have a sitter and we can read Hebrew, thank God. So that you should not have somebody else be motzi you in Tfilas HaDerech. You should say it yourself. This is the opinion of Rav Yashiv in the Sefer, Rabbi Ginsburg from the Chavetz Chaim Center says Divrei Chacham. He asked Rabbi Yasha this question apparently, and he said that for sure that the person should say Tefillas Terach themselves and not rely on somebody else. There's a tshuva from Rav Osner in the Kovetz Or Yisrael, Chaf Beis, the 22nd printing of Or Yisrael. So he says that it's hard to pay attention when somebody else is being motzi you in Tefillas Terach. It's hard to say you're thinking about something else. You're wondering what movie they're going to play on the bus, and what are the snacks going to be like, and it's hard to pay attention. So Rav Osner said you should simply say it yourself. And this is the opinion of Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein in his Kanfei Ruach as well, saying that you should say it on your own. There's this Shai Yisrael called the Beis Avi, Chelek Hei, Simen Nun Hei, who says that you can have one person being motzi the others in Tefillas Terach, and this is the opinion of Chaim Kanievsky in a number of Sfarim as well, and it seems to be the opinion of the Ishei Yisrael, the famous Sefer in Hilchos Tefillah, saying that you can. And there's also, I saw quoted in another Sefer, they asked Rav Avad Yosef, can someone who's Ashkenazi be motzi someone who's Sephardi in Tefillas Terach, because they had different pronunciation. So Rav Avad said it was fine. But it seems to be that the proper thing is if you can't say Tefillas Terach yourself, then say that by yourself, and don't have somebody else be motzi you in Tefillas Terach. Okay. A big question that comes up regarding the recitation of Tefillas Terach is, how often should Tefillas Terach be recited? If you're going on a long trip, you're going on a cruise, you're going on a long train ride, how many times do you have to say Tefillas Terach in this long ride? And we'll discuss all the different permutations. The Or Chaim, one of the Rishonim, Rav Aaron of Brunel, Hilchos Brachos, Simon Samach Beis. The Or Chaim was written by Rav Aaron of Brunel. Why? Because he was traveling around and he always needed a sefer and he couldn't find any of the sefarim he needed. And this was, you know, 700 years ago. So he said, this is ridiculous. I'm writing my own sefer that has everything in it. So that's what he did. And that's where the Or Chaim comes from. So, and also, there's this other famous Rishon called the Kolbo, which is a book of halacha we quote from. You'll find almost total overlap between the Kolbo and the Or Chaim. The question is, we don't know who wrote the Kolbo, so it makes it hard to date when it's from. The question is, who copied from who? Did the Kolbo copy from the Or Chaim, or the Or Chaim copied from the Kolbo? Great debate. Okay, regardless, both Sfarim quote from the Maharam Mirandberg, who said that Tefillas HaDerech should only be recited once a day when it comes to a long journey. One Tefillas HaDerech per day. And this is cited by the Shulchan Aruch here in Siman Hey. He says, Ein Sarach Lomar Osa Ela Pam Echos Bayom. One time a day is enough for Tefillas HaDerech. And the Kolbo, Nir Chaim add that if you rested for the day and then you changed your mind and started traveling, so you need to make another Tefillas HaDerech. Right, you said, I'm only going to drive for 100 miles, and you stop and rest, and you go into the inn and say, no, I'm going to go another 20 miles. I'm going to drive through the night. So, new Tefillas HaDerech, because your mindset changed, and therefore that requires a new one. This is also cited by here by the Shulchan Aruch. He says, Afilu im yanuach bi'ir be'emsayom, aval im daito lalun bi'ir. If you want to stay in the city, ve'achar kach nimlach, and then you change your mind. Or you decide to go home, or you decide to continue on. You must say another Tefillas HaDerech if you change your mind. It's clear from the Rishonim and the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sifkas and Chaf Vav that when you begin your journey the next morning, you need to make a new Tefillas HaDerech. Okay, so that's the baseline. One Tefillas HaDerech per day. If you're going on a cross-country trip, you want to see every single baseball stadium in the American League, whatever you want to do. So each morning requires a new Tefillas HaDerech. However, what if it is a multi-day journey where there are no stops? A boat, a train, I guess in the near future, a spaceship, whatever it may be. So when do you make the Tefillas HaDerech? I know of four shitos in the Achronim. Let's move from one to the next. The most famous shita, and the shita that is most commonly used, is the tshuva of the Radvaz. The Radvaz writes in Chelek Dalid in tshuva 2176. Okay, Beis Alpine, Kufayim Vav. So the Radvaz was asked about someone who was traveling continuously without stopping, like a boat or a train. Not a train, they didn't have trains in the days of the Radvaz. But he concludes that the first time you should say it, a Tefillas HaDerech with the proper ending of Baruch of Shomei HaTefillah, with the proper bracha, And then on all subsequent days, you should simply say the Yehi Ratzon without the bracha. Okay, so you're going on a cruise. The first day of the cruise, the Yehi Ratzon with the bracha. And all subsequent days, the Yehi Ratzon without the bracha. It's one continuous journey, says the Ravaz. There's no reason to break it up. And this is cited by the Birka Yosef here and by the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Chaf Vav. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ach, im hu noseya kol halayla dahayinu she'enu lam bekviyas b'ushpiza, you're not resting. Rak yanuach eiza ma'ad zman b'ushpiza rachaka chozul imsoa. Yish levarach tfilas haderach baboker b'li chasima. You say the tfilas haderach without the concluding bracha. That is the opinion of most poskim and the most dominant opinion. There are some other factors as well. There are some poskim who say there's no reason to even say the Yehi Ratzon on all other subsequent days. One Yehi Ratzon is enough to carry you for the entire length of the trip. This seems to be the opinion of Rav Moshe, cited in the newly printed Rishumei Aaron Chelek Beis, quoting the name of Rav Moshe Feinstein, that you only need one Yehi Ratzon, and Rav Ben Sion Abba Shaul and his Or L'Tzion Chelek Beis, and Rav Yashiv in the Sefer Lata Chavadarav. So that's opinion number two. One Yehi Ratzon with a bracha, and that should carry you for as long as your journey may be. Nothing else is needed. The next shita is a very weird shita, and that is a shita of the Satmar Rav. But it's not in the writings of the Satmar Rav. It's in the tshuva of the Shraga HaMeir, Chela Gimel, Memtes, who was writing about Tfilas HaDarach, and he records different things that different Rabbanim told him in parts of conversation. And he quotes from a certain Rav who took a train ride with the Satmar Rav through Europe in 1956. And at that time, he was with the Satmar Rav, and this Rav records the Shraga Meir, and he said, the Satmar Rebbe said, and he conducted himself in a way, that on every single day of the train ride, he made a new Tfilas HaDarach with a bracha, a full bracha, every single day of the trip. And it's just a very difficult shita. I don't know, it's hard to understand why the Satmar Rav did that, why he went against the Radvaz, and it is one very long trip, and it does not seem to be the Shita of the Rishonim or the Achronim, so it leaves a very big Tzarachian on why someone would do that. And I think that no one follows that Shita nowadays to make a full Tfilas HaDarach every single day of the trip. There's a compromise, though, that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Halicha Shlomo, in Hichos Tfilah, and again in the Mincha Shlomo, in Simon Samech, so he says that you recite Tfilas HaDarach every single day in Shomea Tfil of Shmon Esrei. So day one of the cruise, you say a regular Tfilas HaDarach. Day two, in your Shmon Esrei, you should include the Tfilas HaDarach by the bracha of Shomea Tfila. And just work the bracha of Shomea Tfila into the Tfilas HaDarach. But there's something very unclear, and if anyone wants to look it up and explain it to me, I'm more than happy to hear it. The Shlomo Zalman Orbach cites the Mishnah Berurah Siman Chaf Dalet telling you to make a bracha every single day. But the problem is that comment of the Mishnah Berurah is going on a person who rests from his trip every single night, which is not the case we're talking about. The Mishnah Berurah knows the difference between a person who rests every single night and a person who continues. And the comment of the Mishnah Berurah to make a Tfilas HaDarach every single day is going on the person who rests every single night. So I'm not sure why Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach uses that as a proof. That would seem to actually go against what he's trying to say. It's a little bit of a tzarachian, and I'm not sure why he mixed up those two parts of the Mishnah Berurah. And he goes on to say there's this whole big suffix, we don't know if we should, and there if we should put in Shmon Esrei. I'm not sure what the suffix is. There's no suffix. The Mishnah Berurah is very, very clear in how to conduct yourself when it comes to Shmon Esrei in this regard. Rav Zilberstein does follow this mahalach when it comes to Tfilas HaDarach as well. So I think halach lamaisa, you follow the Radvaz, one Yehi Ratzon with a bracha, and then all subsequent ones, you say the Yehi Ratzon. Let's say you switch transportation in the middle of traveling. You were on a plane to another plane. You were on a plane to a bus to a taxi, whatever it may be. So the Be'er Moshe writes in his Kuntras HaElectric, in the end of Chelek Zion, and Rav Yashiv says as well, and Rav Chaim Knievsky say that you don't require a new bracha. Rav Yashiv in the Kovetz Siach Tfila, so he was asked about a taxi driver who drives all around Eretz Yisrael in the morning, and then he goes home for lunch, and then he continues on a new round. Does the taxi driver, right? He's traveling all over the place. So what does he do about his Tfilas HaDarech? So does he need to make a second Tfilas HaDarech when he stops for lunch? So Rav Eliyashiv said that since he knows for sure that when he comes home, he's going to be continuing, so therefore there's no reason to make a Tfilas HaDarech, a new Tfilas HaDarech, and he would not need a second bracha to continue on in his travels for the rest of the day. The next thing to discuss is the idea of, does the Tfilas HaDarech need to be attached to another bracha, the sheet of the Maharami Rottenberg, which we'll discuss next time.